Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sihambe kanjalo zintathu zilandelana back to back ngeqaleke ngontswaki Ndlovu at pick you up balandele Spirit of Praise featuring Pindi P but yebo bakithi osanda kuyizwa manje u Jonas Masutla featuring Tina Zungu but Morena ke ho tshepile morena ke ba ya bophelo baka ho wena and uma ngikuwe uyazi nje ke iketlile ho bane o le fika laka o le thabolaka 1527 se julangeswi o sanda kungena o fike kahle njoba ke kuyisikhathi manje sokuthi ke sixoxisane la le ausi Tshegofatso Mosala uyazi bazalwane mina bengi expect ukubona Tshegofatso oyi 1 kodwa kuze abo Tshegofatso abayi 2 ngina ma twins la e studio and I wasn't aware. I was like, okay, ngibheka ngala ngibona uThigofatso, ngibheka ngala ngibona umunye uThigofatso, and then lima twini. Hi Tsego.
Good afternoon Bahle. How are you?
I'm good and oh, drivele handle go fitla mo.
Perfect. It was a long route but yeah. I really drove well and yeah. I'm happy to be here.
I know. East Rand to Pretoria.
Luckily it's a Sunday and it's not during the week gilabona, but yeah. I'm very happy. It's Amile Limudimi. We are from church. Unfortunately there was a funeral. We had to start there then come here, but I'm happy and I'm glad that we made it
on time.
Exactly.
O ka ba dumedisa go gae.
Good afternoon, beloved listeners. I hope you had a beautiful and lovely afternoon. My name is Tshegofatso Mosala, and I'm originally from the Northern Cape, and I describe myself as a woman of God, as an academic, as a scholar. I hold a PhD in theology and ministry. I'm a spiritual evangelist, spiritual advisor, and yes, I'm a woman who's walking with Christ through a lot, and I'm here to share my story, and I trust that my story, my testimony will heal.
Yeah, definitely. Nezu liyasho ukuthi resharing the testimony tsa rona because ha reshera nomunye umuntu wathusagala. Yeah. So joba ke umchazile uThigofatso. So go holeng ha hao o gotse o lengwana o jwang?
Originally re huletse from the Northern Cape in Kimberley. We were raised by both of our parents. This is our early childhood.
Yeah.
So our mother was a high school secondary teacher and our father was the founder of NUMSA. He was the chairperson of NUMSA in the Northern Cape. So he was a well-known politician back then. And our childhood was indebted. We were children of God from that time. And we lived what I call an eloquent, popular and very comfortable life, you know, because we went to private schools. Our father would appear on the news and our mother would tell us, "Hori, hey, there is your father. He's on the news. He's a famous politician." Back then we had private drivers. Our lives was very comfortable when we were in the Northern Cape. However, our parents got divorced when we were 4 years old, and we had to migrate from there to go live with our mother's side of the family, which was in the Northwest area. Remember now, when we lived in the Northern Cape, we had everything. We had running water, electricity, we went to private schools. Everything was easy and very simple for us. But the divorce came, and that's where I would say that we experience calamity, atrocity, struggles from having both parents. Now you are being raised by one parent. So we moved with we went to our grandmother's house. We stayed there for a very long time. And obviously, you know, I remember growing up, our father used to teach us how to eat with cutlery. Now you have to go live with family members who are plus 10 in the house. You have to sit down on the floor to eat. Everything was a taboo. There was no running water. There was no electricity. We used candles. We used to collect water, you know, from the dam. We used to walk from the house to school, you know, and now we are going to a public school. So life took a major turn. And now remember, now our parents were divorced, and obviously as a child of a divorcee, there are expectations from you. You won't succeed.
Yeah.
You won't live a comfortable life. Hmm. There would be derogatory terms, you know, addressed to you. Now our mother ubile bohadi, you know, say for example, sa bohadi di mopaletse ubile le bana this side. So now you became a burden to many people. Mm-hmm. So that was a discomfort in our life. So fast forward from moving from the Northwest, our mother saw that, you know, our life was not really that nice or comfortable for us.
So Kokoko ke gona ko Northern Cape or ke another province?
The Northern Cape is for our paternal side of the family.
Okay.
So after the divorce, my mother moved us to her mother's side of the family, or to our grandmother.
But go the same province.
It's different province. It's okay. In the Northwest. Oh. There, our father is from the Northern Cape, and okay, our mother was from the Northwest region.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a discomfort of in life. But you know, they tried to raise us, and we grew momoreneng, and we went to church with Gogo, and.
Hmm.
Despite that, our mother saw the discomfort that we were having, and she decided, "Hori, no man, let me look for a house." Even though you're a single parent, it's yeah, hard. There is one salary instead of two salaries. You are now divorced. You have three children. So we moved to Soshanguve.
Yeah.
We moved to Soshanguve. And thereafter, I remember we were 9 years old, and there were struggles and atrocities and challenges in a single parent at home. I remember because we grew up Mokerekeng, we decided to look for a church, my sister and I, and we went to International Faith Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
We got born again at the age of 9 by Pastor Mudisani. And from there, life was based on the church. We were born again. We prayed, we fasted. We went to cell groups. We went to seminars, workshops, and crusade. And what I remember then, when we were growing up, I often describe my mother's house there as a place of worship and a resident place for pastors.
Mm.
Because now we had pastors from Mafikeng, Stellenbosch, others from Zambia, any other pastor who would come, we would host them. So our house became a B&B. And also a hotel, 5-star hotel for all the priests, because now we would cook for them, clean for them. When they go for prayers or deliverance camps, when they came back, we literally sat with them, and or rather we prepared lunch, dinner, and breakfast for the pastors. So that's how we grew up. We grew up in totality with the word of Christ. Re rapela morena, re phelela morena, re tsetsa morena. If you drank, if you smoked, or if you went to bashes, as young born-again Christians, we did not really associate with young people who were like that. So we entrusted the Lord. We had a kingdom prophetic assignment in our lives. So basically, that's how I grew up, and that's how I got introduced to the word of God, and how I got introduced to the theology, the preaching, and the ministry. However, when I turned, I believe I was 25 years old, that's where my life changed in totality. That is where I often describe that I saw the devil. I got introduced to generational curses. I got introduced to witchcraft. So I will narrate this story. I remember I think it was back in 2015. I was not working. I was unemployed. I graduated. So it was hard for me to even get a job. So after I graduated in 2015, I started volunteering, I think, for UNISA Radio. I had two shows. One was Litigation Mondays, and the other one was The Lunchbox. UNISA Radio, The African Voice, is all about you. So I was a content producer, and also I was a presenter for one of the shows. So I remember this afternoon so vividly. I had left the studio, and I was going home. So I wanted to capitalize, because walking from Markle Neck to Semimax is like, it's a couple of kilometers away. So I was like, let me just walk and save the money and buy something, because then I was not working. Okay, fine, I'm walking there. And mind you, as I'm walking, I can feel that, in fact, before I left, I met one of my sister's friends and I spoke to him a bit and I was like, let me just pass by the loo. I took my jersey because it studio temperature and going outside is two different temperatures. So in the studio, it was cold because of the aircon. So I had a jersey, but I took it off. So when I met my sister's friend, I was like, no, let me take my jersey and let me wrap it around my back. I went to the loo. And when I came back, I noticed that my jersey is not there. I thought that was something supernatural or there was something wrong. Okay, fine. I go back. I ask the ladies. They tell me, you don't have a jersey. There's nothing here. Then I'm like, I ignore it. Now I lost my jersey. So I walk. As I'm walking, I can feel that I cannot breathe. And I'm thinking it's my subconscious mind. As I'm walking, I can feel that I feel as if I cannot even feel or touch my heartbeat. Nothing is happening. And I'm being choked. My throat is getting so dry and it feels as if I don't have any saliva inside of my mouth, like somebody's just cutting my tongue. And I'm walking and I'm thinking, no, there's something wrong. Then one side of me is like, there is a tree by the passage. Sit under the tree, get the shade and you'll be fine. And another side of me is like, opela sifile, tsamantse opela sifile. As I'm walking, it seems as if I'm having sleep paralysis whilst I'm awake. And I'm thinking, no, this can't be. And I can't hear anybody. I can't even feel the sun on my skin. It's very hot. I can't feel the sun on my skin. My heart is not beating. I can't hear anybody. All I could see is just people walking by. And I remember another side that said to me, sing. I kept on singing. I don't remember the hymn, but I kept on singing and singing. And I remember I crossed the robot when the robot was red. I crossed the robot. I went to this other security guard and I asked him for water because now I can see hore melwa kawa dia and I don't know. I feel like I'm being paralyzed. I feel like I'm losing my voice. I feel like I'm being choked. Silosatla sankama. Okay, the guy gives me water. Whether the bottle was sanitized or not, I didn't care. I needed water. Call my sister, I call family members, and then they come to my rescue, and they are like, no, whatever you have, we have to go to the pastors for prayers. So that is where my life, a long, long journey of deliverance began. That is when I was taken to the Charismatic Christian Church, and they prayed for me. So they started praying for me. And I remember the pastor wanted us to have a Holy Communion. And he said, let us start fasting so that this thing, he described it as a demon in you to come out. We did that for a good 3 months. And I remember I started falling ill. It was in May, June. June is my birthday. It was in March. So the illness continued to May, June. And nothing was happening. And that is when my family said, no, there's something wrong. You are being prayed for. They're pouring anointing oil. They're pouring water on you. Nothing is happening. So when this thing would come, it felt like a snake inside of my body or inside of my stomach. It will tie itself up. And when it reaches my neck, it will choke me to a point whereby I won't have the voice the next day. It will choke me to a point whereby I'll remain paralyzed. So it continues to happen. And also, during this period, I remember having very dark lips and I was very overweight. I would gain a lot of weight. Even when I was going through this journey, I was told, don't eat this, don't eat meat, don't eat pork, don't eat pap, eat dairy products or drink water. Mara, still, this thing would happen. We tried the Charismatic Christian Church. It didn't work because now this was an indigenous knowledge disease, you know. So now we go to the AIC churches, which are the African Initiated Churches, because now we went to prophets who prayed, they lay their hands, you drink water, nothing happens. We go to a place
and then the doctors.
I also went to the doctors. I remember I went to the doctor when I was 19. I got ill at 25. The doctors also could not see anything. I was not diagnosed with anything. But later on, because I get to when you go to different public, private hospitals, clinic. Later on, they said you have asthma. So I started using the asthma pipe. They said stop eating spicy food. I stopped that, but this thing continued. Okay, fine. We go to the Apostolic Christian churches. Obviously, when you go there, they light the candles and they tell you your news and I remember arriving there and they said, okay, you are sick. Even before the women started telling us what kind the nature of your sickness, whatever was in me had grown so big that now this thing started talking. I'm a Tswana speaking woman, but this thing started talking pure sepedi.
Kamogare
inside.
So when I was sutra, the other people basutra.
Yes, you know, I could be speaking to you now and my face, you would see my face would change and this thing will just start talking in my voice, in my body.
But iberekisa your mouth.
Yes.
Okay.
It uses my mouth, ne? Mm-hmm. But it speaks in a different language.
Language.
Yes. It's almost like a possession. You see, I'm a young, beautiful woman. But this thing, when it comes, it will speak a arisipedi, sikilobedu. And it will act like an old woman.
And when how we use that language?
I've never spoken sipedi. So, king, it's like that language. Oh, I'm not pedi. I'm Tswana. We were raised in a Tswana colored African environment. So now when this thing happens, it enters you and it characterizes a female. You can hear I'm not a pedi speaking person. And it will act like that woman. Okay, fine. Whilst we are at that church, they're lighting candles. Now they're like, no, you have to stay in this place so that we are able to give you treatment. They attempt to give me.
Emma Bale, Eriko Hemisa Hanyan. So, how will Lela Mokekulo Oring? Obelela Dilotena Leng Kalohanyo, other people ba understand the horror Aring?
Yes, I don't know if you know Ukufemba, but Mokekulo or Habulel. Obelela, the family secrets. A lot of family secrets that I don't know. Obulela Kering. Maina alo horing ake ayiti, but the elders in my family ba yiti, you know. Oriliva they reveal secrets tailing hori. Na I was not born when this secret were made.
Yeah.
But they this thing yadi revealer. Ya bulela hori, for example. Oh, okay, 1, 2, 3 happened to 1, 2, 3, 4. That's why unti sebaka usa sebeti. Oh, Lena Lima Twinsi, this thing. It was done to your mother when she was, before you people were born. It was done to your mother when you were young. So it's almost like this thing, it's revealing family secrets. And now it's putting you in danger because those who don't know Hori, it's revealing family secret, they will say you are mad. For example, there was a moment where I would go for 45 minutes plus. And this thing will just talk. It will possess my body. If you are a passerby in the church area, you would say, "Mwanyano ole wa half." Kanti, this thing ikari iporofita nete or ibulela dilo tedi fitile ngilo tedi tota ngilo tedi le dia ita halang kamuhare halapalewa ukilabon. So okay, fine. This thing ya bulela rinareva kana kamo retaining wana. Oh, for example, she won't work. She won't get married. She won't have kids. Ribofile beana libiana. There was an incident when I was 19 years old. And I remember I was fasting by that time. I don't know how she entered, where she was from, but that woman came. I am a moharehan kamuraka kalipun.
Wamona with your physical eyes.
Yes, I saw her with my physical eyes. What had happened was nekirubetsi, and whilst I'm sleeping, I thought, let me go get water. We locked our bedroom, my twin sister and I. When I came back to get water, I slept again and something in me said, no, don't switch off the light, switch on the light. And I did. And I slept. As I was sleeping, something said, turn to your right. And as I turned to my right, I saw this naked woman in my room. It took me a few seconds to realize that I'm not dreaming. This is happening. And I scream. And I remember my sister also scream. We unlocked our bedroom. We went outside to see. It was complicated because she was standing through the window. How was she standing through the window? There were no footsteps in outside of our house. Kore, there was nothing. So a lot of supernatural things had happened in my life from a very, very young young time. So I was not surprised even now that I'm sick. I have a so-called snake or whatever it was, but the characteristics of this thing was like a snake in my stomach and it will roll up and choke me. Okay, fine, we are at the church. I'm trying. It's not happening. So the bishop, oh, they are like, no, you'll stay and we will pray every single day from, say, 3 in the morning, 5, 7, we had prayer times. So I stayed in the church. You'll drink teas, you will also drink water. Sometimes you'd go outside to pray. You'd go to the rivers to pray. You'd go to the forest to pray. Still, it seems as if this thing was leaving my body. Until this other time, this thing started saying it won't go unless I fast. And then I started fasting. Even with fasting, it almost seemed as if it was becoming more aggressive. Mm. Okay, the church and the ladies fast. So in the church, we had like the girls who are able to prophesy for people. So I remember there was this other one time whilst in the morning, whilst we were preparing to give people, because we were also assisting people who were sick. So there was this one morning where the lady of the church came to me. Ari, no, the spirit says I must pray for you. And whilst he was praying for me, this thing got so aggressive to a point whereby it came out of me and all the Mabone ladies or the spiritually gifted ladies fell to the ground. Whatever I had ran to all the, I think it was about 5 ladies around. Mm. And it became more aggressive to a point whereby I remember one of the church guys would tell me, "Tsogofatso, you're talking alone." And I would laugh. I'm like, I'm not talking alone. He's like, every time you're in the kitchen, you're talking alone. Mm. And because I don't see myself, I obviously got angered. And I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Or now, who bua wena ka your voice? Ebare no bua ole wan.
Most of the times, he ke bolela ke le wan. Ene nabo na nna ke bolela ke le wan. But okay. I'm suspecting it was not me. Remember, the devil can also multifunction.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when otlaro o bona nna kanti.
I see
this spirit. So fine, we try. It's hard. Now I'm becoming paralyzed. I can't walk. I'm becoming more overweight. This thing keeps on income. And I spent roughly around 6 years Muhai. If I left to go to the shop, my sister, my brother, or my mother had to accompany me because I can't walk long distance. This thing, yankama, and sometimes it leaves me paralyzed. Because I was still looking for a job. I would have my CVs, qualifications, get a boss, and then it will leave me paralyzed from the waist to until I can't walk. Okay, we see this church. It's trying. The journey is very long. We move now. A friend of mine calls and he says, "Tsego, are you okay?" I'm like, "I'm not okay. I'm still sick. I can't walk. I can't eat. I can't see." And one thing that irritated me the most is most people, 80% of the time, people will come to me and say, "No, I know you." Mm. So for me, I was offended because I'm like, why is it that most of the time I would get calls from random people saying, "No, I know you, I saw you at this place," and I'm thinking, I've never been to this place. How did you get my number? So that's when I started realizing, no, there is somebody who's tempering a siritisak. Kemang atswering siritisaka, kemang atswering my bupilobak, okilabon. It can be a coincidence that wherever I go, people think that I'm somebody else, okilabon.
Okay, because the Lema twins, it affects when only one this thing or Leo Litsolo.
Twins are spiritually connected, I guess. Remember, we are mirror images,
yeah.
And also in our tradition, when a twin is born and when one dies, the other one has to get into the coffin before the other one leaves. Although we are different people, but we share the same soul. So I think it does affect her, it has affected her. Sometimes, I remember she was massaging my back. Because I couldn't. I had back pains. So as she was massaging me, whatever I had transferred to her body. She started screaming. She started running. She started becoming weak, rolling her eyes and. But for me, it affected me more than it affected her. Okay, we are in the church setting. It's not working. A friend calls me and he's like, "Let's try IKS. Indigenous knowledge practitioners, maybe they will know. And I'm reluctant. Now I'm like, yo, now I feel like I'm dying, because sometimes this thing, it's a ginti fella, you know. Young karma, motzileng young karma. I don't know, let's do African traditional medicine. I migrated there and I got a reference. And when I got there, it started again, you know. They told me, yes.
Ele hore akere orile oleko kerekeng engwe ela, and then khona le bo sister ba, and then sale o ka riatswa, and then ba wa batho ba le ka ria ya wela go bona. So yes, after that it came back ka mo har ha how happy
it. Yes, you know how the devil works.
Yeah,
it pretends as if it's leaving, but okay, it comes back, you know. And it's more of a somebody is with me, I don't see them, and they're controlling my life. Because I remember one day one of these church ladies nanyaka di key, and she could not find the keys. And this thing in me started saying that you won't find the keys because I hid the keys, which was true. When the keys were nowhere to be found. So this thing in me, it's not only spiritual, but it's also physical. There are certain things that I would see that were supernatural and other people wouldn't see. So it's a very complicated story that involves generational curses, serious witchcraft. And for me, it was satanism, it was demons, it was generational curse, it was witchcraft. I believe badi edite before rebeleha. So the mpotsa rinatse mudumu a ileng a refa tsone, they were kidnapped. So in my case, I started thinking ke ukuthwala, but I'll get to what I mean and why I say it's ukuthwala. So
ke kopa re nke break hanyane, okay, because I have to do this. Yeah, re tlo boela ko wena ene ke bona le nako ya rona yo ga re tsaba rona re ka sefetse ka re o bua hape o itse tshegofa.
Yes, I have to.
Okay, a re nke break.
Hlala ulalele umngane wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku App Store noma ku Play Store, futhi ungavakashela u radiopulpit.co.za.
Reach your customers in the car, at the office, at home, or wherever they are, night or day. Through advertising with Radio Pulpit, you can reach a large, unique, and loyal audience in a most affordable way. With over 500,000 people on our various platforms, from Gauteng to the Cape, you simply cannot go wrong. So advertise today. Contact us on 012-334-1339. Or for advertising packages that we offer, go to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Terms and conditions apply.
Pula pula I Radio Pulpit. Ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho i-app yethu okanye umamele ku radiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka ku DSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona na ku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Rena le tshegofatso mosala o ya share la about her healing deliverance journey, and uma ngilalele kusese kuningi bazalwane, and akakafiki kuyona le ndaba le okuthi ufuna ukufika kuyona ukuthi i deliverance wayithola kanjani, njoba uzwa ubale hey amasonto amaningi indawo eyiningi aye kuzona ngoba edingani edinga usizo. And esikhathini esiningi uma mhlawumbe abantu babona wenza izinto engathi ayiqondakali bagcina bathi ay o ukare uwahlanya, you know, and abanye bathi une mental breakdown and uthola ukuthi ngesinye isikhathi bagcina bakuthatha bakufaka ku psychiatric hospital nezinto ezinjalo. And njoba ngisho ke ukuthi isikhathi sethu sincane kakhulu, and then akakafiki kule ndaba le esifuna ukuthi ke afike kuyona. Okay, more in few minutes esetting in yanong watloga uya ko African urile ka African.
It's the indigenous knowledge practitioners.
Okay, okay.
So to just sum it up in a quick way, I went there and I was told that no unali mdao ke mang mdao ke modimo wa metsi, and they say that you have to twasa, and ho fetso twasa utlo obviously utlo bula ntomba, and then utlo nna u phethele batho u fodise batho ka dipheko. So I asked my mother and gore how mama how am I able to do this? Why do they say that I have an ancestral or spiritual calling? Where else my lineage doesn't have that? And why would they say that? Where else in my family we don't have traditional practitioners? So why would they say that I have that? So obviously I disputed that, and I was like, you know what? No, I'm not going Hutuasa, you know. Although I think the indigenous knowledge system also contributed and played a role in the healing sector, because they did give me herbs. Remember nature, kaho. I got steamed. I did basically everything to get help, and they tried to do that, but the cream or rather the cherry on top was and I was like, no, I don't have a calling because my family lineage doesn't have dingaka. So wherever I would go, they say, no, utwanitse ube ngaka, ube mo profita, ube libone o re berekele wena mmere kwa ha o kuthusa batho o kila bona. So for me that was a problem, because I was like, I was raised in a church, I got born again in a church. The church played a pivotal role in my holistic development. The church kile highlighter, it's my clinic o kila bona. And in the Bible, Psalms 121, Ari, look into the mountains, where will your help come from? Your help will come from the Lord.
Amen.
Who created heaven and earth. He's the bread of life, he's the resurrection and the life. Kimu disa wa hao ke sina tla salo hodimo ke khosi ya dikhosi morena o tla o lwanela. In the book of Samuel, Ari, we le ankilula o tswa metsing a maholo a ngkhololo o tswa dikhatelelong. So I said, my God is my redeemer.
Yeah.
For I've been ransomed by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. I will serve no other God, because I'm wonderfully, faithfully, beautifully made in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I said, no. Na ke tla sebeletsa modimo wa ka. So to sum up everything in this story, prayer, fasting, gathering with other women or men of God, going to seminars, crusade, prayer groups also contributed to my healing, because now I was distracting myself from Batu. Nobody molefatsing, from your psychologist to your gynecologist, because this thing affected my womb. Remember, there were times when I would just drink prayed water and I would bleed. There were times where I would just sit down and I wouldn't be able to get up. There, I remember there was a time where Mutsara wrote, I was in on bed. I couldn't do anything. So I was like, you know what? Clinics, doctors, prophets, bishop, prophetess, pastors, everybody tried. And they tried and I was healed. However, the major healing came from God, and the major deliverance came from a decision ya hore nna ke tlo berekela modimo wa ka ka kanako ya hai ene o tla mpontsha ditsela le ditshebeletso o kila bona. So that's how my healing and my deliverance came, because the more I would go to the churches, or to the IKS knowledge, or to the AIC churches, your African Indigenous Knowledge System, this thing will resurrect. So I was like, you know, let me live a clean life with and in Christ. Do not think that your help will come from somebody else. Your help will come from the Lord. For again, for those who trust in me, I will make them. They will roar up high on eagle wings. They will run and they will not go weary. They will walk and they will not faint. And in my line with Christ and in my deliverance story, I also did that. I walked with Christ. Because now I'm sick. There are rumors that are circulating. I can't walk. I don't get a job. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have anything. I'm just more to fail. And there are rumors that are circulating because of my body weight and how I looked, that she had an abortion. There were rumors that no, banaba meo ba lwala because ba editse dikhoso tse di senang mereko, dikhoso tse di senang mereko, aba kre mereko, that's why. Ukila boda. Because le my twin sister will attest, you know, gore yes, re tswa dikolong, we had your PhDs, your masters, you don't get a job. People are taking that and ba re no ke mental illness, paska blame aboloi, they didn't make the right decisions when they chose their careers. And these are close people who are saying this to us. It's not just random people.
Mm.
So when people know a lot, or rather when you're going through the most in your life, it's very easy for people to judge you.
Yeah.
People don't want to associate with you because they know you are not working. They know you are going to spiritual challenges. And also, I remember a time when I was very sick, we went to our father's side of the family. And when we got there, they're like, no, literally, like, pray and then so that your father's side of the family recognizes you. And we did that. But amazingly enough, maybe this was a sign also from God. Dogs killed each other. Even today, I'm asking myself, how can one dog kill the other dog? You know, when we were going to do this ritual or ceremony at our father's side of the family. So when we got there, one of my Rakadi's dog killed the next door dog. And that was the day before we had to do the ceremony. So I'm thinking out loud, maybe this was also a sign. No, you were not supposed to be there. You're not supposed to do that. When now your journey is in the ministry of healing and prophetic.
Mm. You know, because of Nago, your testimony, you know what, Kikopa Hor Obwe Hape, and then Yanong take us through Hore deliverance Yahaho week, really young, and Kiahubona know you are so beautiful.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And Giabona Galo Ugutim. We appeal. So ke kopa o bue gape re tlo beya le leng gape letsatsi, and then uma o buya ke you'll take us through genia how ya healing ukuze ube la ukhona kwamanje. So your last words go everyone olalela ngathini kuyena.
Okay, thank you for the opportunity, and most definitely Bahle, I will come back and I will get into detail with my deliverance story. But my last word to the listeners is that, you know, whatever you're going through, no hore Modimo teng, he will never leave you nor forsaken you.
Yeah.
Continue using your Psalms, your Matthews, pray unto God. For ke Modimo a sa robaleng, o ke la bona ke mona tla bang lo wena. He says that ke le sedi. Le sedi la morena ha le robale, sedi la ha ke le fatlhang jwale, jwale ka le hakwe le le bona letsang ho fita taimana, ke tlhogo ya le sedi, ke sedi la ditshaba, o kila bona ka ho fa le sedi nyana le ka ba ka re tlase, wena tshepa ho morena, o tloba le wena, just give bophelo ba hao ho wena. Affirm and confirm ore morena ke modisa wa me ha nkitla ke tlhoka sepe. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he will be with me. He was with Joseph inside a pit. He was with Abraham whilst he was about to sacrifice his son Isaac, but God came and he said, I'm Yahweh Yairin, meaning that I'm the God who provides. You won't sacrifice your son. I will give you a ram. He was with Moses and Aaron in the book of Exodus, and he revealed himself as El Shaddai, God Almighty. So he won't leave you. Ubua Ari, when he was with Abram, when Abram lost Sarah, Ari, there is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Death, pain, calamity, unemployment, depression, infertility, accident, paralysis, witchcraft, divorce, mental disability, having a child living with ADHD, he will never leave you nor forsaken me. So I'm telling the listeners that may God be with you. May you have the mantle of Deborah. May you be blessed in all corners of the world. May God be with you from the north, the south, and the east. He is Yahweh. He is the everlasting God.
Amen.
He is the omnipotent. He is the grace. He's the God who fulfills his promise. He was with Noah when he was building an ark. The storm never affected him. We la do la le Jehovah. Ligrest, he baduti in the ocean, mole watle a tudisa le watle lele. So humbi anuke rese fefo, se se tseneng hare ha bophelo ba hao, ngwana Jehovah. Itsuru morena na luena, sitotula. from this message, I say, there is a red robot coming into your life. Every calamity and pain we experience today, it will stop in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord and he will make you great.
Amen. Yo, how bua tshegofatso, because today wa bona araba le nako go renke di calls. So uma ubuya se uzokwazi ukuthi u interact ne family ya kwa radio pulpit, but ngibona umyalezo la osmo are what a testimony. Utisis bahle, her testimony is great. Utlo bua gape sis mo, because asifika ngala besifuna ukuthi ke sifike khona ukuthi ke I deliverance yakhe ekugcineni uyithole kanjani, uyithole kuphi. Arutlwelele fela this voice note.
Sabona nkosazana, sanibona nabalaleli bonke ba radio pulpit, umsakazo wethu ndizaba lethu ithokotisayo. Manje ke i-deliverance, uma sikhuluma nge-deliverance, i-deliverance kumukela uJesu Kristu. I-deliverance leyo ayikho enye i-deliverance endlula leyo. Uma sewumuntu enedlozi, le deliverance, uma ethole i-deliverance, idlozi lizofuka kuye. Ngoba idlozi izinto zesinto lesiya, kodwa uma sesiya kuJesu Kristu thole i-deliverance, liyahamba idlozi. Manje ke abantu abaningi bayasho ukuthi i-deliverance bayakubona ukudelivera umuntu, kodwa ke abantu angeke bamdeliver umuntu, umuntu udelivera uJesu. Kani mambo
kani mambo. Ya, kuyiqiniso lelo. Uzobuya futhi ke yena achaze olwakhe udaba ngayo i-deliverance. Sismo are Christ still saves and deliver. Amen. Tsego o tholagala go kae? Mhlambe go nabanye bathi hey waiting. Dilotse leng hore na o shebane le tsona. Ke dilotse ke shebaneng le tsona gona yanong, and then akarata go bua le wena off air.
Okay. Okay, they can find me on my social media platforms that I'm currently using is @prophetesskia. And also, they can just give my PA a call on my numbers. Mm-hmm. And these are the numbers where you speak to somebody who will transfer you to me, because I've had a lot of cases of having these stalkers. So, yes. So, the numbers are
069-168-1585.
And the other one that I'm very sure of is 073-723-1482. I don't know if I should repeat them.
82, yeah.
It's 073-723-1482. Mm-hmm. And the telecom number is 069-168-1585.
Mm-hmm.
And the social media platform just at prophetess_Kia.
Mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, khokhotle ba go kreya ka those handles.
Only I'm not on Facebook. I don't use it for my mission work. I'm not on Instagram. So it's only the two numbers, and also TikTok.
Or TikTok le WhatsApp.
Yes.
Fail.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Jobang Tembisa uzobuya usitshego and lwana watshepisa kere tshego gore o tla bua.
I am coming back to share the deliverance story.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. City Jesus is the name. So hlabelela nonqubeko Mbatha efutura ohle yabasifaka ngala esigabeni sokugcina. Kulesi sigaba ngikanye no Bishop Eric Khoza sizoqhubeka naye. So bazalwane labo singawazanga ukuthi sikhuleke nawe last week unga resender your message ukhona umfundisi, and then sizokwazi ukuthi ke siqhubeke sikhuleke nawe nanoma yipi inkinga obhekane nayo, njengoba naye ashera i-testimony yakhe ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayiphilisa ingane yakhe. Odokotela sebaqedile babekile nanokuthi usalele iyinyanga ezingaki ukuthi aphile because of i-cancer, kodwa uNkulunkulu wamphilisa. Wadiagnosed esesemncane, khona manje he's over 30 years and usaphila. So sithi glory be to God. So uyeza ke uBishop Eric Khoza ngala kulesi sigaba.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM. Sounds of life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.